Moving along. Hail to the Chief. That's the music for Jack Summers from Radio World. Apparently, Jack is the new president of the Toronto Sportsman Show. Good morning, Mr. President.
You better phone somebody else.
What is going on? What's going on?
Well, you had it right, and sometimes the faux pas puts it right on the spot. He is definitely the retarded ex-something or other, because that tweet never came out of my phone. So we'll start this off with the indemnifications, things that I am and things that I am not.
Perfect.
I am a white boy that played hockey.
Yes.
I am not a child of privilege, nor am I a bully.
Okay, good. So far, you're good.
Sure, I have been honored to be nominated to the board of directors of the Toronto Sportsman Show. I am not the president. I am just on as an advisory position on the board, and just as any other smart group does, is they take people that are involved in an industry and put them on a board of advisors to run ideas back and forth. So we'll get that straight. I don't know what type of mobile device that John Winters looks at that thought I tweeted that out, but I suggest he probably uses an Etch-a-Sketch for his mobile communications.
That's a little too much. It's way too advanced, buddy.
Well, it's funny because my phone's ringing off the hook. I got our good friend Keith Beasley texting me. I've got other people, things like that. And I'm sure there are a few people that are kind of wondering. But, yeah, no, I want to set that straight. Just like other things that we're involved in with Radio World, we have some perspective. No different than when you were, the king of the sporting goods with Barclays. You had perspective and smart people listened. And,
Are you inferring they don't listen to me anymore?
What's that?
Are you saying they don't listen?
No, you just missed that. That was your answer.
Sorry.
I've been, involved with the, a committee with the Toronto Boat Show for many years, and the Sportsman Show is a great, great, great tradition. Yes. Past president of the Toronto Sportsman Association, which I held for many years. So maybe that's where he got some confusion. And with that, comes perspective. We're involved. I'm involved. Radio World's involved in all of these outdoor things. He had the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo, a wonderful, wonderful resource that's produced by a fine group, and another activity-based place that you can find Radio World.
I want to talk to you about that because I know it's a growing thing. Ice fishing is staggering how quickly it's growing. So I want to talk to you about that. A lot of things I want to talk to you. But before we do that, I need to talk to you about my commentary this morning on the issue of what the disaster that happened this week. Can you shed some light on your opinion? This is all about opinions here today.
Well, of course. I can. And I know we've talked about it extensively this week as well. And, I think that I was certainly interested in what Don had said and the way he had said it. And I know what I had inferred into it myself. And I was taken aback. And once it was explained further and there was bigger perspective given to the words he used, you people, I said, well, maybe maybe shame on me for picturing what I did, because what I pictured was completely different what someone else pictured, what somebody else pictured, and what the explanation was. And I believe that you said that Don had been on your show several times before. As a matter of fact, you pulled audio tapes on several years prior, and he's used the very similar, if not exact, phrase year after
verbatim.
Year after year, you people, milk and honey.
Yeah, verbatim.
And none of those circumstances was he talking about visible minorities or anything else.
No.
So strangely enough, yesterday I happened to be downtown Toronto doing some work.
Hey, Jack, hang on. Hold on to that thought. I don't want to lose any bit of it, but I do have to take a quick break. So sit tight, my friend. More journal after this on Should Dare Go Away.
Hoy, ye scurvy dogs. This is Russell Newberry from the hit show Deadliest Catch, and you're listening to Outdoor Journal Radio on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Joe Gorskowski, filling in for Stephen Labadie. Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis there, though. They haven't abandoned me, thank God. On the line with us, our good friend, now erroneously referred to as the new president of the Toronto Sportsman Show. Apparently, that is not the case. He is a new director of the Toronto Sportsman Show, and still the man behind Radio World is Jack Summers. All right, buddy, you're downtown Toronto.
So I'm downtown Toronto and working, doing a job, visiting a customer, and I happen to have a visible minority woman, not that it matters, walked by me yesterday and said, "Hey, nice poppy." Wow. And I said, "Thank you." And she said, "Can you tell me when it's appropriate to take your poppy off? Like, Remembrance Day was last Saturday." And I said, "It's never appropriate to take it off. It's especially appropriate to wear it, you know, up to and including on November 11th. She said, "Oh, thank you." She said, "Well, it looks great." And kept going.
Isn't that wonderful? Look at that. That's great. And you're right. Why don't we wear them all year?
It's on my coat. I think that it's always on my coat. I don't think to take it off unless it falls off. And quite often, if you don't use a permanent fastener, they do. But I think that it's complacency. I mean, when is the right time to be thankful for people that have lost their life or served in the military? It's never inappropriate to think that way, right? And of course, we have lots of friends, and why wouldn't we? Or why shouldn't we?
I couldn't agree with you more, my friend. So what's happening at Radio World? You guys must be getting all geared up for Christmas season.
Well, it is. It's exciting. You know, this is a big time for retail. We have Black Friday coming up, which certainly has made its way into Canada, coming up at the end of the month. So Black Friday to Cyber Monday is typically a monster year, and we are pulling out all the stops to kick off the holiday shopping season with those specials. So those are coming up soon. Right in the midst of that, you know, the Christmas shopping season is that Canadian Ice Fishing Expo. So,
hey,
we're getting ready for that.
Are you going to be there?
I have. Certainly, we have people that ice fish and that are much more adept at ice fishing products than I am. So our A team will be there, much like you have Joe in today. But otherwise, I had no plans of attending unless I get an invite from Mr. Viola to go there and with him.
Stranger things will happen, my friend.
You know, speaking of the A team, there was a day that it used to be you and Joe every week.
Yep.
And for one reason or another, Boy Wonder happened onto the scene, and you have been living with mediocrity ever since. And now that Joe's back, you just don't realize how lucky you had it. Or do you have that today?
Oh, Joe, I'll let you answer that.
I'm staying away from that one. Thank you.
you do what you can do, my friend. That's all I can say. You know, you put up with what you have to put up with, and you become a member of the team, and you support the team. You know that.
See, I disagree. I disagree because that is the exact attitude that CTV and the social have, and I am beating the drum about hashtag fire Jess Allen.
By the way, you know what I was going to say this morning, and I don't know whether you noticed or not, but it was written in my notes, and I stopped, and I said, okay, enough, let's get back. I was going to make comments about CTV, but I know that if I did that there may be, you know, lawsuits and all that stuff. So I pulled it away. So I won't tell you what I was going to say about them, but I will tell you one thing. Suffice to say that every Saturday morning, from 8 o'clock, from 8 to 8:30. The Fish in Canada show is the number one viewed property in this country, bar none, period. Not fishing show, not outdoor shows, television shows, period. No other television program in this country, Canadian produced program in this country, gets as much audience than the Fish in Canada show from 8 to 8:30. And you know who is second every year, every day, forget every year, every day, every Saturday, have been for the last 6 years to that? CTV's News. I love it. Anyways, I won't tell you that on the air because that would be, I don't know, could be misconstrued as, I don't know, all those nasty things that have been going on this week. And I don't want to be a part of that. Am I right,
well,
Jack?
You know what? I think that they are the king at number two this week. And it's only because they stepped in it.
Yeah, nothing will come of that. I'm going to say one thing. I said it this morning. I will remind people again. We should not take our foot off of the accelerator when it comes to that program and those people who uttered the comments that were on that show. We should not stop until they are all gone. How's that? Or is that fair?
I think it's fair. I think that, well, I think the only way that's going to happen is if we choose to tune out. And as you know, airtime is valuable and it costs money. And if nobody's watching, then that's the case. Clearly, the network has already decided that they're going to have their back and they're not going to interfere with the opinions of people like that. In their statement. So they're not going to start monitoring their things. You know, it was okay that they've, I mean, there's multiple examples of things like that that have happened and properties that they own or share part ownerships in that they've done that in. But, you know, I think just by shutting it off, turning it off is a big voice. You know, keep the rhetoric up, keep the social media up, but turn it off. Choose their competitors. And the problem is that the competitors are very few and far between now because these are all multinational corporations that are certainly multi-station corporations that own the rights to lots of different programming, just like it's just not a... Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Hey, Jack, speaking of which, I have to read a commercial. Sit tight while I read this. Tell me how I do, by the way. You can grade me at the end of it. It's about the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo. The Canadian Ice Fishing Expo is at the brand new home, a Georgian College in Barrie this year. Mark down these dates, February, December 14th and 15th, just nice prior to Christmas. It's called the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo, and eight buckaroos will get you through the door and includes parking. Along with a chance at some great prizes. It features over 50 exhibitors, of which Radio World will be one. Many of the latest in ice fishing gear and high-tech products will be on display just in time for Christmas, kiddies. Think about that. Who doesn't want a brand-new Garmin sonar ice fishing kit with the new Panoptics on it for Christmas? I know I do. Well, each and every day, you'll be able to get a chance to buy and see those products, along with talking to the experts. Some of the top sticks in the country will be there, including our very own Doc, Gord Pizer, along with Will Wegman and David Chong will all be there appearing each day. The seminar MC will be none other than Big Jim McLaughlin, who I understand is not big anymore. You know, we just have to start calling him Jim McLaughlin from now on. Anyways, it's all taking place at the Georgian College, which is right off the 400, just a stone's throw from Lake Simcoe. Of course, that's Ontario's most popular ice fishing destination. So maybe you can make a weekend out of it and go ice fishing immediately after the expo. That's December 14th and 15th at Georgian College. If you like ice fishing, you don't want to be left out in the cold. Visit CanadianIceFishingExpo.com, CanadianIceFishingExpo.com for more information, or you could probably go to RadioWorld.com. They'll have information there as well. How's that, Mr. Summers?
Three mistakes.
Okay, point them out to me.
RadioWorld.ca, not com, .ca, Canada.
All right, that's not really a mistake. That wasn't on my script. And as you know, I haven't had them as an advertiser in this program for about 3 or 4 years, so I've forgotten the URL. You'll forgive me for that one. Okay.
Number two.
Yes.
It's spelt Jim McLaughlin. At 6'7" and 290 pounds, he's, you know, it's spelt Jim McLaughlin now.
Okay.
And yes. Number three, you forgot to mention the part where they come by the show between noon and 2 o'clock.
Yes.
At the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo, and they could get a personally autographed hat.
Yes.
By Mr. Angelo Viola or Pete Bowman.
Really? Wow, I did not know that. And where would they get that?
I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
I don't. Sometimes with a show, it's hard to separate fact from fiction because of your illustrious producer. So I just wanted to put that out there.
My friend, always a pleasure. Hey, listen, maybe we should team up and go up and terrorize the folks up in Barrie that weekend.
I'll tell you what. If we can get just Alan fired, I'll be there.
Okay, let's work on it. Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Jack Summers from Radio World and not the new president of the Toronto Sportsman Show Association, apparently, according to him. But I don't know. I'm looking at the message right here on my phone. You saw it, Joe. It says that he is. So you never know. Anyways.